Meditation. Meditation, or mental prayer, facilitates an intimate and personal dialogue with God. Like Jesus, we need to pray, speaking freely and listening to our Father. We do so as sons and daughters in the Son, with the Holy Spirit, who comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. See Romans chapter 8, verse 26. The Word of God must be present in our prayer, either as subject matter for meditation or as part of our conversations with the Lord. Let us recall how the disciples of Emmaus prayed and how their hearts burned within as they listened to the Lord. For Jesus led them to ponder their troubles and discover in the Scriptures the interpretive key for their life. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. It is not enough to reflect and contemplate. Meditation is an attentive and loving dialogue with God. In order to share this intimacy, we must learn to listen to God in the silence of our soul, and to confide in Him in colloquies and conversation full of faith and love. It is during these intimate conversations when, under the light and power of the Holy Spirit, our will conforms to the will of God, and the decisions that guide our life emerge. This prayer begins with the sign of the cross and an invocation to the Holy Spirit. It continues with preparatory acts to help us enter into communion with God, to share the same feelings as Jesus when He prayed. At the end of the prayer, we thank the Lord for having spent this time with Him and for the fruits we have received, which are always greater than what we perceive. Finally, we ask for His grace to bring to others what He has given us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of Your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of Your love. Send forth Your Spirit, and they shall be created, and You shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who have taught the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that, in the same Spirit, we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Preparatory acts of faith, hope, and love. These acts are made in direct dialogue with God, briefly and spontaneously, without having to resort to written formulas. They introduce us to prayer because they themselves are the essential content of prayer, which consists in believing, hoping, and loving. We offer some helpful words and images from the Gospel, although each person will gradually discover their own and adapt them to the changing rhythm of their own personal relationship with God and His Word. Faith. Be aware that you are in the presence of Almighty God, talking with Him. Our Father. You might recall the moment when Jesus says to doubting Thomas, "Put your finger here and see My hands, and bring your hand and put it into My side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." To which Thomas responds, in words that express his renewed faith, "My Lord and my God." John chapter 20, verses 27 and 28. Hope. Trust in God as your supreme good, your Savior, the One from whom you confidently hope to receive grace and help in your weakness. Thy kingdom come. You might recall the moment when the prodigal son returns to the house of his father, who receives him in a manner foreshadowing life in the kingdom. Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. Luke chapter 15, verses 22 to 24. Love. Be aware that God is your Father, and you are His beloved child. address him like a child to their father, and listen to him. Thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. You might recall the moments of fraternal sharing between Jesus and his disciples, or at the house of Lazarus in Bethany, or the supreme moment of his total self-giving with Mary and John at the foot of the cross. Ask Christ and Mary to help you make the most of the meditation. At the end of the meditation, give thanks to God. You can use the closing prayer.